Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Goguida.com. Talking about the NBA draft, Sixers with the third pick, which happens tomorrow. They do have the 35th pick in the second round, which I know everybody's very excited about, which will happen on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Thank God there's 2 days of it.
Oh, yeah. Just can't wait.
You're going to get so much content.
Kidding me? Oh, I kid. Especially Thursday night's podcast. After the second round is just going to be me staring into the camera while Mike blabbers on for an hour about the second round pick.
Can we put Bronny back into the draft?
And that would be exciting.
To make it interesting.
Yeah, that would be exciting. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What do you want the Sixers to do with the third pick? Take the best player or trade back? Ike, what do you think the percentages are on this?
Right where they need to be. Take the best player.
And what do you think the numbers are?
I'm going to go 73%.
65%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is, now they could be in a situation, and I don't want to confuse everything, where they end up getting the player that they want and trade back. Like, it's possible.
I don't want to confuse
everything, but this is one of those drafts where it is after two, one is in a tier, two is in a tier, and then it seems like, depending on who you talk to, three to seven, eight are in a tier, and depending on who the team is, they may have a very different board than the other team, you know?
All right. So without knowing exactly where they would move back,
yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Who would be the player you think they, in that scenario, them still getting the guy that they want.
Yeah.
Like, who would be that player? Say they move back to, I don't know, 6 or 7.
So I think I think they would like to come out of this draft with either VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple. One of those three guys.
Okay. Now, I'm good with all three of those guys,
now,
actually.
Now, if you look at the way that it's very hard with the mock drafts and the big boards and all that. Mm-hmm. If you follow the way that it has gone over the last couple of weeks, it seems like the guy who would be more available later would be Trey Johnson.
Okay.
Who knows? He could.
Right.
The Sixers could also just take him at 3.
Right.
If they think he's the guy that they want,
that they ultimately want,
and they can't trade back, or they don't know if they can trade back, maybe they just take the guy that they. And just as a headline, we'll go over this tomorrow because it can be confusing. Tomorrow, if you remember when the Sixers took Elfrid Payton, they already had Michael Carter-Williams, and we didn't know that they were trading Elfrid Payton and getting Dario Saric till a little bit later. So what could happen is whoever the Sixers take tomorrow at 3,
it may not be
the player we're getting.
On the team,
well, as long as it's not Bridges, who had a Sixers hat on, his mom was crying,
yes.
And then 15 minutes later, he's all of a sudden a Phoenix Sun.
Well, you know, he's made like $100 million. I'm sure his mom's probably
great. Oh, she's cool. She's over there.
I think she's over it. It is the worst part of the draft, though. Because they make the kids look like idiots.
Yeah, putting on the hats, asking them if they're happy to be there, and then saying.
They don't know what to say. They're
Kobe has a Charlotte hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Who drafted him?
And what was the other thing that I wanted to remind you about Wednesday night as I'm thinking about? No, that's it. All right, 215-592-9494. Yoshin Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
Man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, Yosh?
It's hot out here, boy.
Good
gracious, Scott. But the women look nice. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, and here's, you know what? Here's a great opportunity for you to wear a tank top, which you don't usually take.
We're a tank top. I'm walking outside with no shirt on. Right
now. Okay, my bad.
What you talking about? Them things catching no breeze, boy. Ping-yang, they are perky. See, if you do more than 250 push-ups, 10 every other hour like you doing it, you'll be built like this and you can walk around with your shirt off. How are you doing your push-ups, boy?
Well, by the way, I don't know if you heard, but my big announcement is I started...
I know you added fucking weight to your back. You yes. don't need to add no weight Bull. To your back. That ain't gonna do nothing for you. I do push-ups and my chest puffy. I do push-ups like I just elevate my feet. What's name? And sometimes I do them standard. I do about 150 a day, and I got a puffy chest.
You know, maybe elevating my feet. The problem is with elevating my feet is I'm doing them on my walk. I don't have anything to put my feet on the walk. I'm not walking around with like.
That's why you ain't doing that. You walking a little bit, doing a push up here and a push up there. You gotta, man. You gotta do what's name. However many push ups you could do. Take a 10 to 15 second break. Jump right back down on it and keep going until you in just fatigue. That's how you build a muscle. You ain't building no muscle.
I don't want to be big. I don't want to be big like you.
Everybody think when I tell them what they need to do that they going to be big like Lou Ferrigno or somewhat like me. Boy, I know how to make everybody look good. What you talking about?
All right,
fine.
With me. Well, I'll try it. So, all right. Well, okay. We'll do my workout routine offline. I'll DM you or something.
Right. I'm listening. Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you, y'all boys, I'm telling y'all, if y'all take, like OG, no, I ain't going to compare myself to that because y'all don't think that 4-point thing works. If you listen to me, you'll be where you need to be.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going with Jack. And the only reason I'm going with Jack is because he's excited about it. Let's go, Khan. Let's go, Khan. And he's born on the same day as my oldest child, August 3rd. That's pretty cool. What's his name, man? I don't know what these dudes going to do. I'm scared. I looked at Ike Twitter, I think it was last week. I'm nervous too, Ike, because these boys just don't make the right decision.
Yes,
last 10 times we had the lottery pick, we hit on AI and NB. Everybody else was trash. Mikael probably would have been all right here. But they traded him the same night. Everybody, Larry Hughes, Markelle Fultz. What's his name like nobody.
Ben
won.
Simmons, Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel. Well, we didn't draft Nerlens, but yeah.
But man, them cats dressed like what's his name? The same position for like 2-3 years straight. Well, I was like, what's going on? Jahlil Okafor, the world like they just stupid. They are really stupid. They're making me nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm trying not to be excited about anything because at this position, they just don't know what to do with it. So I'm going to go with Jet. We going Khan. Khan. Khan Knipple.
Even if you have to take him at 3.
Even if I got to take him at 3, because Jack is excited about it. I'm going to roll with my dog. Ain't that right, Fritz?
Well, and we know why you want Khan Knipple. I mean, it's that last name. It might as well
Getting you excited.
Don't get me
started. Yeah.
You just said he has both the
hardest wood I have ever touched.
I just listened to the last 30 minutes of Hugh, and Hugh got me on. I was like, man, I need to have those type of conversations with Hugh the next time I see him. He was talking like pretty dirty. I like that.
All right. Now, who made a big comeback for next question today?
Hey, man, I'm going to say Robert Downey Jr. The boy was on drugs, got locked up. They started getting blackballed. What's the name? The boy came back making what's the name? What, like $50 million a daggone episode, just a cameo as Iron Man. What's the name? And
that's
and the
a big one.
Good, but, so I'm going to go with Robert.
All right, that's a big one. Robert Downey Jr. is a huge one. So if you remember correctly, Paul George, last time we heard him talking, because he does a podcast every week because everyone needs him to be doing a podcast. And by the way, one trade back, this is what I was going to bring up, one trade back scenario. If you could trade with Brooklyn and get Cam Johnson and get their pick, that would make me happy.
Where's Brooklyn picking?
Brooklyn's
at?
8th, I think. Cam Johnson.
I like Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson looked awfully good in a Sixers uniform next year. Like Cam Johnson.
Let me make sure I got the right kid. What's the other one's name?
That's Cam Thomas.
Cam Thomas is the sort of like shoots every time guy. Cam Johnson, light-skinned, taller.
Is Ike's guy. Yeah.
Cam 100%. Thomas is the Kobe guy.
Yeah. Except he's 6 foot.
Where's 24?
Yeah. Except he's Isaiah Thomas, closer to that.
Yeah, I want Cam Johnson.
Yeah, we want the other guy.
Yeah, the taller guy.
Yes. Lost a lot of money on both.
On Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas?
Always.
Yeah, there you go.
Always.
So last time we heard from Paul George talking about Ace Bailey, he was saying how he thinks Ace Bailey could be as good as
best player in the draft.
Best
Cooper
player
Flag.
In the draft, yeah. Makes hard shots, blah, 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 blah. So we have had this thing over the last week where Ace Bailey's people don't want him going to certain teams and he hasn't worked out for anyone and so on and so forth. And here is Paul George on the tack that Ace Bailey is taking during the draft.
You know, he's canceled all workouts. Like, he hasn't worked out for any team. So, like, I don't...
One team?
No.
That's crazy.
He hasn't worked out for any team. Yeah. So I think they made a big deal because we were scheduled to work him out and he canceled the day up, but he hasn't worked out for any team. But like,
like you're not in a position to be making the, like those demands. You know what I mean? Like
not make even it to there the yet. First, yeah, you're not even there yet.
Or the people around him.
It's for sure the people.
Of course, the people around him.
I think he's
mama and daddy's playing manager.
I don't know who's representing him, but you know, I don't think they're going about it the right way. You know, I don't think they're going about it the right way.
I will say this about Paul George. Paul George always seems pretty honest on his podcast. If the Sixers were good, I would probably like the podcast.
It makes a great podcaster.
Yes, the better podcaster over the last year, for sure, than a player. I think that the thing is with Ace Bailey, everybody's like, people around him, people around him, people around him. Okay, but he, for one thing, he picks the people around him. And the other thing is, who knows if he hasn't expressed, I want to go somewhere and be the number one guy, find out, make it happen for me. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it could be a mix of the people around him and whatever he wants to do. Like, I guess I go back and forth from saying, I don't think he's a bad kid or anything, but I'm not also not taking away his agency here. Like, he certainly has the ability to make decisions about, so I think it could be a situation where he's like, I want to go somewhere and be a primary guy.
You guys figure out the way for it to happen. Yeah, just think about this. If you're him, right, and you view yourself, now he may have a grand illusion as to who he think he is as a player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And a lot of them do coming out of college, but put yourself in his shoes. He views himself as a scorer and a guy that you sort of build around. So he doesn't want to go to a team where shots may not be available to him, playing time may not be available to him, he's coming off the bench. If I'm the number three pick in the draft or I have that type of talent, you're telling me I'm coming off the bench, and this is what may happen if he were drafted here.
Sure.
Right? This is what he would have to do. And what happens if Paul George and Joel Embiid stay healthy enough that his minutes stay down for 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, he plays 8-10 minutes next year, and then it's affecting his second contract.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy, yes. Yeah. I want to be somewhere where I'm going to be viewed as a max player and a franchise caliber player, not as a role player or a piece to the puzzle. So from his perspective, I understand. He's looking out for it. He wants his own career, and he wants to go be the man on the team. It may be a losing team, but guess what? They pay the best players on losing teams.
Sure, yeah.
They pay those guys $200 million as well.
Right.
It'd be hard for him to get that type of deal here, so I understand it. Although he may not be a good fit for us, from his perspective, I get it.
Sure. I don't know that he's doing it the best way, but maybe. Who knows?
Right.
If he ends up in Washington, which is where he wants to be, then everything works out for him.
John Wall got rich going to Washington.
He did.
Bradley Beal got rich.
Bradley Beal got rich going
to
Washington.
Got a no trade clause.
They got to pay somebody.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Now, we have the number three pick tomorrow, but your number one pick to buy a brand new Hyundai, Colonial Hyundai. Come on. Cars are John Ashdale, number one pick always, and they treat you like you want to be treated. You want the experience to be fast, easy, better. You don't want to be waiting around. You don't want to be worrying about price, all that kind of stuff. So they take care of all of it at Colonial Hyundai. For a limited time, save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off, only at Colonial. That's up to 10 grand. And with the Cars are your number one pick, treating you like a number one pick, they are going to act like your trade is a number one pick, even if it's a piece of junk, even if it's an undrafted free agent. You're going to get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai at Colonial leaves the lot with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai is always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags additional. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Paul in Ambler. You're on WIP. Paul in Ambler. There you are. What's up, Paul?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Yeah, good. Sixers.
Yeah.
They need to take the best player possible. If they're worrying about the next 2 or 3 years, Embiid and George are going to be gone, they'll have to rebuild. That wouldn't do them any justice, I don't think.
Well, here's the thing. What if, like, let's say they take this player, and let's say Embiid and George are healthy for the next 2 years, and this player never gets on the court. And you can't evolve this player into whoever they are because right. You don't have the minutes for him because you're trying to win a championship. Like that is part. Like it or not, Joel Embiid, Paul George are here next year.
Yes.
And if they play well enough, they're probably here the year after that.
Yeah.
So it does. I understand. Like I get it.
Maxey and McCain, by the way.
Right. Right.
Two young. Like McCain's another young player that's going to need his
yes
minutes and shots.
Maybe if we're lucky, this guy's playing 16 minutes. If we're lucky on that kind of team, probably more 8, probably some doing the DNP CDs. So I get it. I get the whole plan for after Embiid or Paul George, but it's really tough to do. And like, I think you have a better shot of trying to do something with this pick that makes this team better this year. You're also, whoever you pick, whether you draft at 3 or 8, is going to be here for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, but if that best player is not going to get on the court, I don't know that you're doing yourself or that player any favors.
Yeah, but the problem is Embiid can't stay on the court anyway.
Say again?
I said Embiid can't stay on the court himself next year or the year after.
How do you know?
Well, he's been hurt every year.
Well, but every I know he's been hurt every year, but I think to an extent, Paul, we're thinking about last year as that's the way it's been every single year. It hasn't. I mean, he's played about 60 games every year prior to that year for the 5 years before it, which, by the way, is no different than Giannis. It's no different than mm-hmm. Luka. It's like most of these best players at this point, some of them are Iron Men, like Tatum was, until, by the way, he's going to miss a whole year. So I know last year is the most recent thing that happened, but he's not been like a injured all year guy. We've been hearing about the injuries a lot, and there's injuries every year, but he
hadn't missed this many games in a while.
It's just 1 year.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul, we'll see what happens with that knee, because the knee could be a problem that,
yeah.
You know, they say they're not going to operate on it, so it could be a real problem.
Yeah. Paul, for next question, give us somebody who made a big comeback.
I think Michael Jordan retiring from baseball.
That's a great one.
Wow.
That is a huge one.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
The Last Dance was on last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, ESPN was running replays of it.
He sat there and watched all 10 episodes?
Nah, they did it in a 4-hour span, so they fast-forward through some of it. I didn't watch all of it, but that's one of those you don't just pass up.
Man, you were lost about Phil's baseball.
Yeah, there. What else am I watching last night? Yeah, what else am I watching?
Dude, did you finish the Sopranos rewatch for the 8th time?
Oh,
yes, okay, great.
I finished it this weekend. I finished it this weekend.
I still haven't finished the Sopranos, but I still love the Sopranos.
I've watched it at least 30 times, and you still haven't finished one time through already.
Still one of the best shows of all time.
I've never even watched one episode.
I know, too fake.
I fell asleep on the couch at about 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I was just laying there. I had nothing to do, and right. I was like, I just closed my eyes.
What would you do? Yeah. You forgot you got two little ones at home.
Yeah, I drove Sutton around for an hour to try to get him asleep. Didn't sleep until his teeth
Why
are coming
Why not
in.
Just walk him around?
It was too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's I didn't want him outside in the heat, you know.
Well, you burn up gas trying to get him to sleep?
Well, it's electric.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
No emissions. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm saving the world one
Where do you think the electricity comes from, by the way?
So I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Listen, all right. I don't need to be pushed into a corner.
Okay.
I was just making a point.
All right.
I know I'm not actually saving the world.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay.
You can't get nothing past Spike.
No, I know. I know. I feel like the freaking fake music producer.
Well, it's just like everybody thinks electricity just comes out of the
No, I know. It's pretty ridiculous.
You know,
how is electricity made?
Are you being honest?
Yeah.
Well, it comes from either coal or solar power.
Ah,
or
coal's still a thing, right?
Coal's still a thing. Yeah. Jack's guy is Konkanipal. Ike's guy is Konkanipal.
Mm-hmm. And Trey Johnson.
And Trey Johnson.
Well,
and
Trey Johnson is definitely more of Ike's guy. Trey Johnson is a bucket guy.
Yeah.
He's a bucket guy.
Yeah. who's Elliott's guy? If he's any idea?
I think it's Ace Bailey. But Bill Simmons seems to think he knows who the Sixers are going to end up with.
I feel like they're going to do some trade back a spot, trade back, like stay in the top five, but try to trade back and pick up an asset and try to leverage Charlotte, who I think really does wants VJ. And I think if Charlotte can move up for not a huge price and take VJ and just make sure they get him at three, I feel like he's going to move back a spot and end up with Konipal.
Wow.
Konipal checks a lot of Daryl boxes. Can play with the lineup they have. He's got size. He rebounds. There's some stuff when Flag wasn't playing or when Flag was in foul trouble where the offense said, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm biased because I like him, but I just feel like he's the most additive guy in the draft. And Daryl has always gravitated toward those guys. Like, remember, he made that Shane Battier trade. How many years ago was that? And it was just like, we didn't have stats to quantify all the stuff Shane Battier was good at. And Daryl had the 1.0 version of those stats and was just like, no, when he's in the lineup, all of these awesome things happen. And it's not about the counting stats. It's this, and this. And I think Knipple's like that. And I think they need a guy like that. They need like a connector shooter, doesn't need the ball that much.
Is that the end? All right. Couldn't tell. He's taking the
ball. He's a pregnant pause.
Yeah. I'd be happy they trade back and get Konipal. I'd be happy with that. You know,
I certainly wouldn't be upset about it.
He's a hard guy for me to watch the YouTube of. I was like, because
he's not really a special player.
No, he's a great shooter. He is strong.
Yes, so solid, like, got an NBA body. Like, yeah, he's solid.
So defensively, he seems like he moves his feet well, and he's strong, so he doesn't get pushed around.
Yeah.
And you look at Trey Johnson; he's going to get pushed around. Mm-hmm. Edgecombe's not, but a lot of these guys are so thin coming out of college that defensively they can't really hold up. So I'd be fine with a trade down in Konipal and give me a player or something. Maybe give me another pick. Give me a couple of picks.
So, in typical fan fashion, I'd be okay with this pick. I tell you what, though, those two players that go before him, they better not become all-star players.
You mean like if it's Edgecombe and Edgecombe?
Yeah, like Edgecombe or Trey. You know what I'm saying? Like we move down to five, and they take the two guys that go at three and four.
Yep,
man. Because I know what Konipal is. I'm not expecting an all-star type of star player from him.
Yep.
I think he's a great piece to fit with what they have. I wonder, and you probably have a better feeling of this. It doesn't feel like it, but the feeling on Ace, if they don't think he's a star, because they felt he was a star player, they would take him anyway.
They would take him anyway.
Yeah, he would just take him anyway.
Yep.
They don't feel like they feel he's a star player.
That's not my gut. I don't know. They've been, ever since Daryl got here, you don't really know who they like or who they don't like, which makes all the Edgecombe thing, like, I don't know. Maybe they like him. Maybe they did have Maxi come up for the meeting, so I don't know. Well, speaking of Ace, joining us next, his biggest supporter is Elliot Shorepark.
Hashtag Ace the Peck.
Yep, it is Tuesdays with Elliot coming up next. And we'll also talk to Elliot about his newest ranking of all-time NFL franchises, which is controversial, and maybe talk about how many of Jalen Hurts' new book, Elliot Will Buy. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.